Yeah, thank you.
And we're live.
Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show, the Wednesday episode, going up for free on the feed.
This is it.
And if you like spending money on the show, you can go to patreon.com/TAFS. And if that's not enough for you, you can come see me at Phoenix this weekend. Phoenix, Arizona at the Stand Up Live, I think is the name of the venue. Mm-hmm. We got to hustle to move those tickets. Phoenix, Arizona, I'll be there. And then next week, I'll be in Minneapolis at Acme Comedy Club. Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm from.
You're from Acme Comedy Club?
Yes. You haven't sold out those shows yet?
None of my shows sell out anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the people that wanted to see me went to Austin. They all drove 15 hours to go to Austin. And now I'm struggling.
Yeah, they drove.
Buy those tickets, folks. Come on. If you're listening to the show right now and you live in anywhere close to these two cities, buy the tickets.
Phoenix.
Thanks, man.
Phoenix.
Why would you not buy the tickets?
That's really nice.
That
really
makes no sense. If you are a fan of the show.
See, you're coming in hot on this one.
I'm a little hot on the microphone, I think. We think we got to turn that down.
No, you're actually perfect.
Adam, how are you?
I'm not sick, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Nick, I was walking over to the studio from my apartment today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
you walked here from your apartment?
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad walk.
It's a nice walk.
It's a nice walk.
I'll
tell you something. Any walk in New York City is a nice walk. I really fully believe that.
Yeah. Even the walk alive.
That's right. Well, that's one of the best walks.
What about the walk away from the World Trade Center after you've escaped? On September the 11th, 2001.
You speaking of walking, I saw something insane happen this morning. Yeah. I was in the coffee shop waiting to get coffee, and there was a woman in a wheelchair in front of me.
Yeah.
And she was talking to the baristas, and she was explaining to them. They were like, "How's it going?" She's like, "I don't know, kind of having a rough day. I went outside this morning, and someone had stolen my ramp." They took her ramp.
You know who did it?
Who?
Skaters.
Why would they do that?
So they can do tricks off of it.
Not the same kind of.
I'm telling a tragic story.
That's heartless.
I'm trying to find the comedy in it.
So I was walking over to the studio and I...
You don't sound good. For you telling me I'm sick this whole time.
This is how I sound like on the radio.
You sound gravelly.
Oh, that's my voice.
Go ahead.
I'm walking over here and I see an ostensibly homeless man sleeping on a very large, like, soft, plushy white couch. It's like a Crate and Barrel couch.
Oh, really?
It's nicer than anything in my apartment, by far. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at that, and I'm like, geez, that's a nice couch. And I've wanted a couch for a while.
You got to be homeless now.
He kind of has a better situation. Then I call Adam, because I tell him I'm coming over.
Well, you sit down on the couch next to him.
And make the call.
Yeah, you make the call.
And I say, Adam, it's Steven. How are you? And Adam says, he sounds terrible on the phone. He says, I'm just waking up from a nap. I don't know what's up or what's down.
He's been sick for a day. He does it literally every month. He does this.
I missed the memo.
Yeah, he gets everyone
sick. I'm not sick. I didn't say that I was sick.
You can't tell that he's sick
because his normal state is like kind of slouchy and...
Called him 45 minutes later, still sick, still nappy.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text just now. It says it's from the IRS. I bet you it really is them.
Let's call him up. Let's get Vikram from the IRS on the phone.
Well, it's not from a phone number. It's from, do you want me to read their email address that they sent?
This is always amazing content.
The phone content.
Yeah, the phone stuff, the scam likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well... I think that really is the IRS. Mm. So yeah.
So, but to go back
go
to
ahead,
it,
Stephen.
No, guys,
we have our friend Stephen Gerwitz, often mentioned on the show, editor of all of our video content.
I feel like the phone should
so
be able to tell you if someone's fat. That's surprising that technology hasn't gotten to that point.
Yeah.
You know, and then it says ham likely. If there it's of a big fat cell.
That's good.
Adam, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I've never felt better.
I was kind of reluctant to come in here after I talked to you on the phone. You don't sound good.
I feel great, dude. I started feeling a little bit tired yesterday. And then I called Nick. He said he was also feeling tired.
I was definitely, like, I woke up yesterday, my nose was like,
I have a cold.
Not congested, but you know when your nose just hurts.
Yeah.
And then, like, I slept it off, and then I feel fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in fact, it made me sleep enough You know, because usually I only sleep like 4 hours a night.
You got the sleep you needed.
Yeah, I got a full 8 hours sleep. I wake up, my face looks fine. My skin's not all fucking pallid.
You look good.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's like this. I used to have this every night, and now I just never get that kind of sleep anymore.
So you got to get sick all the time.
I don't know, man. I just want to sleep.
Maybe you can have like a terminal illness or something.
No, I prefer to just be healthy.
You'll get 8 hours a night.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to have a terminal illness.
Well, a lot of people say life is a terminal illness.
But a sperminal illness.
That'd be nice.
HIV.
That'd be nice. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not sick, Stephen.
I didn't want to step on any toes there, though. You guys were locked in.
What does it look like to watch two masters at work?
I've never seen you do this.
What does it look like? It's very exciting.
It's
to watch two geniuses of their craft podcast.
You guys couldn't look like you're phoning it in more.
We're not phoning it in.
You're like yawning over here. You're sick.
I've been working all day.
Yeah, and I get sick all the time. It doesn't count as sick anymore.
You're just common. That's just your state.
I'm just sick. Man. I don't have COVID. Don't worry about it. I did have dinner last night with...
Look at this guy's cock and ass.
With my girlfriend's grandfather.
How sexy could one guy be? Boy, I'd like that guy to fuck me. Spit in my face, bend me over and call me a girl. Boo! Boo! Say, sing the song normal!
Ain't life a kick in the pants? Is that what that is, or no? Am I wrong?
Is it Frank Sinatra?
It sounds like it. I don't know. Is that what the song is? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know they called him the chairman of the board.
Carrot Top.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Carrot Top was originally in the Rat Pack. You know that? It was him, John Lovitz, Frank Sinatra. They had what was his name? William Hung from American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
She bangs.
Mm-hmm.
They had what was it?
The little boy Ricky Martin raped.
The little boy Ricky Martin raped his nephew.
He denies that.
He denies it.
Okay. Well, why would he say, "Yeah, I did it"?
I'm Ricky Martin, and no one can stop me.
He denies it. I just want everybody.
No one will ever stop Ricky Martin, the Prince of Puerto Rico.
He's from Puerto Rico.
He sure is.
He is.
I didn't know that.
He's a treasure. Treasure of the island.
They love him. They call him the Jester of Tortuga.
Why'd you look at me like that when you said that?
He thought it was going to crush. He thought you were going to be like, "Adam, that's the best thing I've ever heard."
You made a funny joke earlier on this episode, but I forget it. I forgot what it was, and we blew over it.
We're 3 minutes into this.
Yeah, I think you made a good one like 3 minutes ago.
What are you talking about? Now you're criticizing me at work? I bring you to work?
Criticism's typically a negative.
No, but the way you're... It sounded like a critical compliment, you know?
Mm-mm. No. I'm saying you made a really good joke, and I can't remember what it is.
No, thanks, brother.
Yeah.
What do you got going on the rest of the night?
I thought we were hanging out.
We are hanging out. I thought we were too, but you came in and it seemed as if you wanted to get this over with and get out of here.
Yeah, he was being real Hollywood.
Yeah.
When you walked in here.
Well, I've never been asked to do a podcast before.
You've done this podcast before. Well, you did the old one.
Yeah. I've never been asked to do the Adam Friedland show.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys bringing me on the show tonight.
Does it feel very different?
It does.
Yeah, thank you.
It's really nice to be doing it with you too.
You like it. You like the space.
Look how close we are. To the being done here.
The folks at home really don't know what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
Like, they really don't know what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a surprise in store for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks amazing.
Thank you.
I really have no idea. I said this when I walked in, but it smells great in here.
Yeah, I think it smells good, too. Jordan was worried about it, but she works with these chemicals all the time.
She?
Yeah, it's like, well, that sounds like it's going to be a you problem.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy enjoying one cigarette.
I'm one of those kids, I like to sniff 409 and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A huffer.
Cleaning product.
Yeah.
Men's asses.
Okay, Adam.
You can get a little high off of that.
I did not say that.
He's a little big in his britches.
Why?
Over the Adam Friedland show.
Oh, yeah, of course. I can. How could I not be?
Yeah, he's taking shots at everyone now. We got to reel it in, and I got to figure
Adam
out.
Adam can go at me, and that's I love him. Okay. It's okay.
This is like a don't feed the animals at the zoo situation. Now
listen, if there's a show called Seinfeld and you made $1 billion off of it, how are you not going to piss in homeless people's mouths? You know, how are you not going to be the king of comedy?
It is a new you.
Yeah. Has anyone ever called you Slimefeld?
Yeah, of course they have.
Okay.
And it hurts every time.
You're like a boneless Seinfeld.
You're like a gooey Seinfeld guy.
Well, the truth is he didn't have bones either.
What's the ghost in Ghostbusters that just eats all the food and then shits it out immediately?
Starts with an E.
Slimer.
Slimer. Yeah, starts with an E. Starts with an E. Yeah, it's Slimer.
Yeah, Slimer.
I did figure out a way to fix my posture.
How?
Exoskeleton.
Oh, that is cool.
Get a new body?
Like the super soldiers of the future.
Yeah, get like a mech suit.
They have that now where they make these mech suits for soldiers, and it's like, why not just make a robot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't understand why some poor kid from Oklahoma has to sit inside the mech and then get kidnapped and have his dick sawed
off.
Yeah,
so great. He should lose a job.
What do you mean?
To a robot.
I mean, he's losing the job to the robot anyways.
Yeah, but he gets to go to college now.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I'm bad at the DSA stuff.
Yeah, you lost your way.
Damn.
What does that stand for?
DSA, Democratic Socialists of America.
You couldn't come up with a funny answer?
No, but Stephen might want to learn about socialism. Okay. You know, I can give him a pamphlet or something.
You couldn't do a joke on the comedy show?
No, we've always made jokes about it. Dick Sucking Association. I mean, it's done a million times.
So I came in here really excited to do the show.
The David Sperm Association.
That's way better.
Yeah.
The guy, I can't believe I didn't tell you this. When I woke up from my nap, I said, I gotta walk around the block, wake up. I got a milkshake. They have these damn peach milkshakes over at the Chick-fil-A, right?
Okay.
I got on for a milkshake. I'm trying to do it like a...
Yeah, keep going.
...anecdote on a talk show.
It's good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They said...
But he's the host of the show. It's like Conan sitting there, and he's like, the laces in my shoes weren't, you know...
So the laces
they were
kind of
like, they were kind of frayed. So I went to get new ones, and then there's just like Dermot Mulroney sitting there, just blank-faced.
Yeah.
Just classic.
And he's like, I thought I had to...
I thought it was coming on here.
I thought I was here to plug a... Yeah.
Pinch a pro...
Dermot Mulroney. I don't even know how to say his name. What is it? Dermot?
Dermot Mulroney? Isn't
what has he been in?
I don't know, because there's...
There was a
Dermot,
lawyer.
There's
lawyer
Dermot
show.
McDelrit, and then Delrit Dermalon.
There's Dermot Mulroney.
There's three Irish guys that they have names like that. Dermot Mulroney... Dermot McEllery, right? Dylan McDermott.
Dylan McDermott, that's who I
had
in my mind.
Those are the ones I get confused.
There's Dylan McDermott, there's Dermot Mulroney, and then Ed Burns.
Was one of those guys in line in front of you at the peach milkshake?
Okay. It says, so I guess when you're a franchise owner at a Chick-fil-A, they call you an operator. So they say this is the franchise operator. And it says on the receipt at the Chick-fil-A, this Chick-fil-A operated by Joshua Balls. I swear to God.
That's why it's called a peach milkshake, because he puts his nutsack in it.
Regular
milkshake.
The man's name is Joshua Balls.
That he dips his peach in.
I didn't know if you would do it, but you did it.
Well, why would I bring that story up on a comedy podcast unless there was a great punchline
like
Joshua Balls?
Can I tell you a story now?
Yes. But it says operated by Joshua Balls. That's what I liked. Let's hear your story.
Well, after I called you, and before I called you again, I stopped over at a bar just to get a Guinness. I like a Guinness after work.
Yeah. Classic, man.
Full bar, and it's, you know, big bar.
You go over Peter McAnus?
No, I like that bar, though. You showed me that.
Mickey Ains.
Yeah.
Oh, you went over to McAnus's.
Yeah, what's this place called? Anus Mickey's?
That's a good bar, though. That you really showed me a good bar.
Yeah, it's a good bar.
I went to Old Town. You ever been there?
Yeah.
That's a good bar.
You took the Old Town Road.
And I got a Guinness, but it was a full bar, right? So there's nowhere to sit. And
a lot of chicks.
Exactly. So I ended up right behind this blonde chick.
Oh, I like it.
And she's in a stool in front of me.
Que tipo de...
mama.
Yeah, and...
Que tipo de bitch.
And...
Age, please.
I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, okay.
That's part of the story.
Oh.
and I'm trying to give her a wide berth. You know, be chivalrous.
Why? She's giving birth at the bar.
No, I'm just trying not to, like, it's a crowded bar, and I'm not trying to, like, crowd her while I order my beer.
Normally I put a penis to the penis to thigh.
I didn't want to do that, at least not yet. I didn't want to go there yet. Okay. I wanted to at least get my beer, get a couple sips in. So anyways, I sneak my arm in. You ever do that move? You sneak your arm in between the two people to just be like, I'm here with a $20 bill. I want to get a beer. Eventually, the bartender notices me. I get my beer. And I'm sitting there sipping it for a minute. And her companion, he leaves to go to the bathroom. And I'm thinking, this is maybe my chance to strike.
The condor.
Yeah. And
the pussy condor.
Would you believe it? She kind of swivels in her stool.
Oh my God.
When I'm kind of looking her way, and that blonde hair just kind of moves out of the way, and I just see a 5 o'clock shadow, 60-year-old man. And I look at him and I go, hi, my name's Steven. And he looks at me and he goes, Joseph Balls.
Yeah. Really?
Well, the last part, no. But okay. It was a
guy.
You
met the inventor of the peach milkshake?
Yeah, it was a guy.
You met the operator of Chick-fil-A.
Hold on a second. Joseph Balls of the peach.
He's everywhere.
It was Joshua Balls. It was Joshua Balls.
I've got a bad memory.
Well, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I thought the punchline was great.
It's like Joshua Tree.
I thought the payoff was incredible.
Instead of a tree, it's a big pair of
heels. It really wasn't. It was an old fucking guy.
It was an old guy.
I really thought it was a woman.
From behind, it looked like a sexy man or a sexy lady, I mean.
Let's go lady.
Sorry that came out.
Waiting for the train yesterday morning. In the morning, and this this woman walks by, and you know, she's like, nice looking lady, clean, you know. And in my head, I'm like, you know, why can't I date somebody like that instead of like a... You know, somebody with schizophrenia or, you know, I don't know, just somebody.
Someone who thinks that the government's trying to kill them.
Yeah, you know, like crazy people or whatever.
Yeah.
Then she's got like an iced coffee and the lid drops on the ground. And then she looks at me and she does this like, oh, geez, you know. I'm like, no, it's probably fine. It's only like a half second. She's like, yeah, should I risk it? And then what I said, I was like, yeah, who gives a fucking shit about anything?
Nick, why did you say that? That could have been a meet cute.
I led too much me in that
interview. Oh, my God, Nick.
This woman just winces.
You could have got her number, met up for a drink or a coffee, and gotten like 5 minutes into the date before doing that.
Yeah, that's true. You just blew it.
Yeah, no,
you
I just
cut out a 20 years.
I was like, good morning. I'm
like
going to
guy.
Kill myself.
What's going on? How you feel? You good?
I feel fine.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just...
We're all fine.
I feel great. I feel not sick, for sure.
Yeah.
We're all okay. You know, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we are.
We watched Michael the other night.
John Travolta?
Yes.
Yeah, he plays an angel in that movie.
Who directed that one? Do you know?
John Travolta.
Oh, really? No.
Actually, God directed it.
Yeah.
It was Nora Ephron.
Nora Ephron wrote it. She didn't direct it.
I think she did.
Really?
I think she did.
Wow.
So you guys get together after work and just watch movies?
No, during work, actually. Yeah.
You think I sound sick, Adam?
It's part of work. It was a business expense.
You may sound a little sick.
Really?
Yeah, but it's probably from your lifestyle of fucking 65-year-old men with women's hair.
That reminded me of, we had a joke once called the Joe Trains joke. You ever heard that joke?
Yeah, I think you've run this one by.
We're not going to do it.
You love this show? No. You're on a comedy podcast.
You're not
a comedian. You want to tell one of your jokes.
This
you want to try it out.
Bit for a while, please.
You love this bit. Yeah.
I honestly don't.
It's really not that good. Continue.
Okay.
No,
why
it's
would
good.
You,
it's
why
good.
Would
it's
you
good.
Say that?
It's good. It's good. It's good.
I'd rather not now.
So we used to have.
Right now, I'm looking at two guys looking at their phone.
No,
I actually have to pull up the reads for this week, so I got to take a look at this. Adam's just chatting.
Can I read it?
Yeah, once we get into it.
You can read it.
I've never gotten to do that
before. I would love you to read it.
You sound a little insincere, but I really would like to do that.
No, we got some great partners.
You know,
that we
like,
work
I'm
with.
A big sports guy. I'm hoping that after the read, it's like halftime and we come out and have a real good game plan.
We'll do some halftime adjustments, Coach Spoelstra style.
And we really, really bring it.
Yeah. We'll maybe play you at the four.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm trying to think some other stuff that's been going on in my life. Well, how about you?
That's not your job. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you're the guest. We could ask you about it.
We're supposed to come.
Honest, I forgot I was on a show. I was just trying to talk to you guys.
That's how you get in the zone. There's got to be a lot of just chilling until it feels like just hanging out. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you're ready to broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So you have anything more on this Joseph Balls guy?
It's Joshua Balls.
Joshua Balls.
It's a great name.
No, that's pretty much all I got. But, you know, he probably overcame a lot growing up.
Yeah.
He became a business owner. I think if you own a Chick-fil-A franchise, as busy as that one, in Manhattan, New York, he's probably doing quite well.
What kind of guy
was he? I think Mrs. Balls is pretty happy with him. Nice. Big part. It was off mic, but it was very
hell
good.
Yeah, man.
It was good.
That's cool. I haven't seen you smile like that in a while.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, look, it's the simple things in life.
Yeah.
I should have tried that with that lady.
Check this out. I think you did just right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a fucking shit.
Have you ever
dialogue?
Have you ever met a girl or guy on the train?
No, I creep people out, dude.
It's hard. It's a hard venue to start that kind of conversation.
Well, I'm never, when I'm like out and about, I'm so I'm like gone.
Mm-hmm.
That if I'm presented with like a situation, I mean, I can't even talk to fucking like, you know, like I'm at the store and they're like, "Do you want a receipt?" And I'm like, "No, do you?" You know, like I don't, like I'm not thinking. Mm-hmm. My brain doesn't work, you know. So if a woman's like, "Hey, nice shirt." I'm like, "You're, bye." Sorry. I don't know how to handle this.
I'd tell her nice.
Nice tits.
Nice breasts.
That happened to me once when I was walking to your house back in Bed-Stuy. And
I wandered around for another hour.
I dropped.
You were very excited that day.
She approached me, and like was flirting with me. And I totally dropped the ball. And then I told Adam the story, and he's like,
"You gotta find her."
Yeah, and I just wandered the neighborhood for like 2 hours.
No, but it was during
for
COVID. She saw Steven,
and
then she took her mask off.
Yeah, and smiled at me.
To speak to him.
And speak to me.
Which is basically like showing your breasts. Back in those days.
Never found her.
You should have put one of those Apple tags.
Yeah, that
you should have slipped one of those into her pussy. Yeah, I'll make my bitch wear an Apple tag and a pussy.
I'm sorry. Could you put this in your... Yeah. Could you slide this in there?
I'm not going to say it twice, but you better put this in
your pussy. I need to find you again.
Yeah.
Maybe she's listening right now.
Today's episode is brought to you by my bookie, folks. Adam... What's going on?
Nothing.
You right?
No.
What was that?
I just had like a... Nothing. Don't worry about it. MyBookie.ag. Sports is happening like crazy. Like fucking crazy right now. The NBA season's about to start. We got the MLB playoffs and NFL season's going on right now. I don't have enough fucking time in my week for all these sports. Steven, how about you?
I can't tell if you're acting or actually reading it.
I'm not reading. I'm just talking about my experience.
We've both experienced.
A lot of sports out there.
We've both experienced this website.
Yeah. But I'm not satisfied just watching sports. I want a little bit more action. More action than the gladiators on the field sweating on each other, grabbing each other, and competing at the top of their physical whatever. Peaks.
You just made me think of something. Can we pause?
Whatever.
MyBookie.com or MyBookie.ag, promo code Cometown.
Wait. We'll get back to it. Continue. Yeah.
So really quick.
My
friend's got a father that's a little sick, and he was like in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he called him today at lunch, and he was talking to him, and he was talking about how he got this bath from one of the nurses, and he described her as like the perfect woman. He was like everything he ever wanted in a woman. And he described her as like an American gladiator / MMA type fighter. And then he started talking about how she was...
How is the slash necessary? She's like a bodybuilder slash muscle lady.
Yeah, she was muscular. Yeah. And she was slathering him down, and he got into it. He's like, she like grabbed him. She's grabbing his...
the perfect woman.
The perfect woman. And I didn't mean to interrupt. But,
no, continue. But that's
basically the story.
Oh, okay.
It's a guy in a bathtub, and a muscular nurse rubs soap... Mm-hmm. All over his nude body. And he couldn't get a hard on, but in his mind, he was coming all over her.
Because he's too sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really sad.
That's life, man.
Can you imagine at the end, at the very end?
I can't even imagine taking a shower, let alone having somebody else clean me.
I don't do it enough, the showers. Whenever I do it, I'm like, I got to do this more.
How often do you shower?
I don't know. Probably not every day. Probably 4 times a week.
That seems okay.
You should do it every day, I feel like.
You can do whatever you want, Adam.
I know. But like when I'm in there, I'm like, wow, I should do this more often.
But then do it more often.
This is great. Yeah, but like you gotta go to the bathroom and take your clothes off. And
you gotta go to mybookie.ag.
And you gotta be alone.
And check out the spreads and prop bets.
I think I miss being, you know, I'm afraid to be alone.
There are a few better life decisions than getting into sports gambling.
That's true, Steven.
I honestly think it can bring a lot of entertainment to your life.
That's right, and that's why I do it. You could bet on anything, anywhere, anytime, and you could double your first deposit, plus a $10 casino chip. When you go to mybookie.ag, they got a sports book, they got live betting, they got a casino, and they got racing. You don't need an app for it. It's a website. You can pull it up on your damn phone. They got a mobile view, so you can use it on your phone. And you can play, and you can win. You can bet with Bitcoin. You can get 150% casino bonus up to $750. You get 100% sports welcome bonus. They have casino games, table games, live casino, slot games, like... games where it's like you spin it and shit. And, of course, they have live odds on NBA, NCAA football, NHL, MLB, and the NFL. My favorite. Football, the gridiron. At the game, you got a gut feeling? No problem. You can bet from anywhere, anytime at the all-new MyBookie mobile betting platform. With the MyBookie mobile platform, you'll enjoy the safety and convenience of at-home betting when you're on the go. Try it out today, and you'll never miss another winning bet.
So your favorite athletes always strive to put themselves in a winning position, and it's about time you did too with MyBookie. MyBookie has the biggest online selection of odds and contests to fill all of your sports betting needs anytime, anywhere. Bet on the NFL, MLB playoffs, or play for a share of big cash prizes in the weekly blackjack tournaments. So they got regular gambling also. If you're, you know,
if you don't like sports,
a nerd or a cowboy, we got blackjack.
Yeah.
If you've been waiting for the right time to get in on the action, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Are you a loser? Small dick?
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me when you say that?
No, he's just asking the audience.
Asking the audience.
You function as the audience.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to turn your life around. Take your entire paycheck and play blackjack at mybookie.ag.
Yeah.
Sign up at mybookie and use promo code. And they finally gave us. TAFS.
Woo!
We use promo code TAFS and claim your deposit match of any amount up to $1,000. Again, that's promo code TAFS to claim your bonus. Experience sports in a whole new light and make this season a winning one. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere.
Wearing anything.
That's true, because it's a website.
Yeah,
it's
at home wearing it. I do want to thank, what is it, mybookie.com? I want to thank
.ag.
.ag. I've never done one of those, but I want to thank them for supporting the show.
Thank you.
I want to thank them for that. I wouldn't be here without that. And
thank
also,
you for thanking them.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a... Just that they noticed your show and would do that, to me, if I were you guys, that would mean a lot to me.
It meant a lot to us.
That was sweet of them to do such a thing.
It was really nice of them. And they picked us up. They chose us out of nowhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We were just plucky upstarts. Mm-hmm. We were just kids with a dream.
I'd appreciate
it. We were just kids. Just Fags by Patti Smith.
Yeah, we were just fags.
You ever read that book?
Yeah.
A couple of fags.
That's the book I like to dry my leaves in. You ever do that? Like you get like a flower, you pluck it in the summer.
You press flowers.
And you press a flower, and in the fall it's dried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to use that book to do that.
Book, Just Yids.
Yeah.
How's your Jewish holiday season going, Adam?
No, it's over.
It's done?
Well, it's Sukkot right now.
I was walking over here. All my stories are about walking over here. I'm walking through Union Square.
Let's hear it.
But 20 people walk by these Jewish guys that have like the, what is it called?
The lulav and the etrog.
Yeah, and they're waiting for a Jewish guy. And they like 20 people pass by them, and then they see me, and they're like, oh, sorry, are you Jewish? How do they know?
How do they know? Yeah, we were talking about this on
they
the last
ask everybody.
Episode.
The 20 people walk by that they ignored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do they know?
Do they ask you?
Steven.
Once or twice they've asked
You know, perhaps.
When I had that huge beard, they asked
When me. I had that huge nose, they were asking me a lot.
When I was wearing the big nose and I was dressed up like them.
Yeah. Clenching my money. Mm-hmm. Jews are in the news right now.
Jews are in the news.
Jews are in the news. Here we go. This is my favorite segment. There's a lot going on.
Kanye West has said the thing we were all thinking.
No, Nick.
Oh.
So now Kanye West is done.
Black excellence has finally gone too far.
Jews are in the news. What do you think of all this, Adam?
Well, at first I was shocked. And then I was scared.
The Jewish music producers who have exploited blacks for 50 years have finally said, whoops, as Kanye West has gone off.
Yes, he has gone too far this time.
This is the first time he's ever gone too far.
They're all currently gathered on David Geffen's yacht, sailing to Israel.
When I heard the Kanye West statement that slavery was a choice, I said, that's a little off.
But he can have a second. Yeah,
let's hear him out.
Yeah,
when I saw him put on a Make America Great Again hat, I said, I think this is a symbol of hate. This is scary. But you know what? Let's just hear him out here.
Everybody deserves a fourth chance.
Everyone deserves a second chance. But then I heard that he wants to go DEFCON 3 on the Jewish community, the global Jewish community. And Stephen, that's where I wanted to draw a line in the sand.
Sure.
To say, Kanye, if you cross over this line, you know what's going to happen. We're going to use white phosphorus in a refugee camp in Gaza. No.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
A lot of stuff in poor taste on this one.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait, here's what I want to say. I'd like to talk to him. I'd like to squash the beef. I'd like to use this show and this platform as a place where we have a diversity of voices that are celebrated. And I'd like to invite him on my show to talk to me, to talk to Nick, who I'm sure will be an impartial mediator.
I should get into debate moderation. We should have you debate people on the show.
I think that'd be not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say, so Kanye, you said that you can't be anti-Semitic because black people are also Jews, but you're also saying all these bad things about the Jews. Are you saying that black people are bad also? As an impartial third here...
It's kind of confusing.
I guess my takeaway from this entire debate is to mean that both blacks and Jews are bad, if I understand you correctly.
What if we got rid of all the identity and all the... No, you can't do that?
In a Dr. Seuss sort of way?
Yeah, and we're all just kind of like, you know, out here. And,
we're all out here.
Out here.
Out here.
Out here.
And doing our thing.
Yeah, I'm out here.
Yeah, I'm out here.
And we're just hanging, banging, and having fun together.
Yeah. You know? Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Not happening.
I think that's a great idea. Mm. You know, and I would like this show to transcend race. I'd like when people come in, walk in this studio, for them to check their race at the door.
Yeah.
Okay,
not just race though. That's the point. Not just race.
No, just race.
Just race.
No, and gender. I'd like us all to be maybe put on full skin suits, Or like, yeah, like what Kanye West has been wearing at Fashion Weeks and stuff like that. Like those black stockings.
Nick and I have been keeping up to date on that. We know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm completely lost. I was sitting here wondering if I was having a stroke because there were words coming out of your mouth. But
oh, I didn't know where I was going. I kind of started on that. I was trying to hope I would get someone.
Quietly retired into thinking about soundproofing options from the other side of the room.
What do you think we're going to do?
I don't know. I think maybe just we'll like egg crate up on these walls.
Yeah.
Because this is, that echo is significant.
No, but I think also when this comes down, this will absorb a little bit.
Oh, is that your opinion?
Yeah, that's my professional.
You know, he's entitled to his opinion. I'm trying to talk really close to the microphone to like limit it.
Yeah, no, this is how we like
to limit what?
The echo.
Oh, no, it's honestly
fine. No, the microphones don't pick up.
Look,
the
podcast is dying. The podcast isn't going to be a thing for much longer.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. These are the last.
Yeah, you're here to kill it.
These are the last days of the medium.
This is it.
Very soon, this will be.
I gotta tell you, I was so honored when I got the call. I tried to play it cool, but I was so honored.
Just maybe potentially.
I thought you said you were too damaged in your personal life.
Potentially a single week away from the debut of the Adam Friedland show.
No, potentially.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, by Monday, this will be done. Like, everything's done. Yeah.
No, that's not true. Then we need.
Who's gonna be.
What? No, then we need sound.
Yes, we do need sound.
Yes.
That's correct.
I didn't know I was coming to a production.
We're potentially 3 or 4 weeks away from the premiere.
That's fine. Dude, folks at home, you got to wait it out because what they have in store for you is special. Also, go buy tickets for Nick's upcoming show
in Phoenix, Arizona.
And folks in Minneapolis, come on out. I know.
You're a native son of Minneapolis.
Yeah, I'm from there. You got to come out and support Nick.
Minneapolis, very lazy name for a city.
Why?
Indianapolis, same thing.
Oh, right.
It's Indiana, and this is Indianapolis.
It's Greek.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it means Indiana City. Texas has a Texas City, which is probably even lazierly named.
That's a good name.
That's a good word.
Texas City, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Oklahoma's got an Oklahoma
New York, City. New York is like that.
Yeah, never thought of that.
Let's go through some of the capitals, state capitals. That's always a fun
Sacramento,
game.
California.
Watch Adam go. This
Carson
is where he shines.
City, Nevada. And you got Phoenix, Arizona.
Washington.
Washington's Olympia.
Okay. Nevada.
Carson City, I just said it.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Let's go.
Delaware.
Dover.
Okay. What are some other states, Stephen? I can't think of a single one.
Delaware? You said Delaware.
Dover.
Dover. Rhode Island.
Providence.
West Virginia.
Charleston?
West Rhode Island.
No, West Virginia is...
Could you believe it?
I'd rather be talking to Joseph Balls at the bar right now.
Yeah.
It's Joshua Balls.
Yeah. Well, we're finding...
How many fucking times...
We're trying to find Adam's voice, you know?
He's picking his nose. You pick your nose so often.
Yeah. And then he either wipes it
You
on
ask
himself.
Me how many times...
He was at my house.
It would be better if he just ate it.
He was at my...
He just picks his nose and then he's always wiping it on his pants.
He's at my house. He's picking his nose. I go, how often do you do that? He goes, all day. Yeah. And I go, what do you do with it? And he's like, well, either wipe it on his pants or eating it. I'm like, how old are you?
What?
It's just not a normal thing for...
Yeah, but you know what isn't normal is being honest, okay? And at the end of the day, I'm going to do that with my friends, okay?
Showers 3 to 4 times a week and picks his nose all day, every day.
Yeah, because I don't have the shower to clean my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because
his finger right now is just like held up.
Yeah, right. Like
it's ready to go.
Yeah,
what do you got in there?
In what? My nose?
Yeah.
What do you got in yours?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Why is it that the bigger they are, Stephen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got this in common with me. You got quite a big nose.
Yeah.
You know, that's the catchphrase of the guy over at Chick-fil-A. He says, the bigger they are, the Joseph the balls.
The Joseph the balls.
People ask me how I managed to buy my own Chick-fil-A. I tell
Joshua.
Them the bigger they are, the Joseph the balls.
I can't. He said Joseph or Josh. The bigger the nose, what were you saying?
It's kind of oftentimes the harder to breathe. People with these damn small noses seem like they're breathing great.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wrong or is that right?
Well, this is the only nose I have, and no.
Yeah.
This is all I know.
How is it breathing up there with that thing?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You have a bigger nose than Adam does.
I got a big...
He's got a bigger nose than my father does.
I got
does.
A big fucking nose.
Yeah.
I took a picture of the two of them.
Would you ever get it bigger?
I used to think my
bigger?
Dad had the biggest nose of all time.
Surgery?
I get it bigger. Yeah. I broke it multiple times.
How?
Just being me.
Wouldn't...
One time I was very young, and a larger kid jumped off the playground and fell right on my nose and busted it.
Damn.
It was a fat kid?
I didn't want to say it that way.
Oh, you didn't want to say fat.
That's what happens to cartoon characters.
After he's hurt you, you still didn't want to call him
fat. You got a phone call beforehand that said ham likely. And then a fat kid. Mm.
Hey, but yeah, I'd get it bigger. I'd get anything on me enlarged.
Really?
Yeah. Of course.
I'll tell you what I would do asshole right now. One, probably, it would have to be the size of like an exercise ball, lobster claw,
mm-hmm.
elbow down.
Yeah.
Giant.
Yeah.
Red claw.
You want a lobster claw for a hand?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, but how would you?
Because I don't know how to talk to women. Imagine if that woman saw me waiting for the train and I had a giant lobster claw.
She'd start, a conversation starter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how to talk to women. I've seen you talk to women
she'd be
before.
She'd be like, are you like a lobster man? I'd be like, well, yes, actually, I am.
So you'd have one hand?
That's funny that you asked. I am, in fact, a lobster man. What are you doing later?
I'd like to go out with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully not the red lobster.
I love lobster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just start pinching her. If she says no, then I just chase her around the train station pinching her. She can't get away.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant claw.
Nick running around the subway harassing women mm-hmm. by pinching their ass with that's a pretty cute. Lobster claw.
It is. Yeah. That's a meat cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're only pinching her because you have a crush on her,
mm-hmm.
like in kindergarten.
Anything goes if you have a crush on somebody.
Yeah, yeah. You can do anything.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
You can call them and be like, I'm gonna murder you.
I pitched the idea numerous times saying that I wanted antlers on my head. And you tell other men that, and they're like, why? And I'm just like, you have any idea how much pussy you would get if you had fucking antlers on your head? And anytime you tell a woman that, you know, like, what if I had antlers? They're like, oh, shit.
They get wet?
Yeah, totally.
So you really do know what girls want.
They want a guy who has antlers. You could hold on to them.
You act like you don't understand women at all.
I just said I don't know how to talk to them, but I don't know how to talk to anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But
except
what
Chinese
would you,
people.
Well, how would you sleep in a bed, though, if you had these massive antlers?
Well, I would put the lobster claw under my head and use that as a pillow.
Yeah.
Well, first you would be...
just rest me. The lobster claw is hard, so it wouldn't fuck up the antlers, wouldn't fuck up the headboard.
No, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Just going to meet that bitch's family. Mm-hmm. They're like, so what do you do? I'm like, I got antlers.
And a lobster claw.
They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, we met on the train. I pinched her.
Yeah, your
might
daughter,
be hard to
your
sleep.
Daughter lets
it
me
be,
fuck.
It might
her.
Be hard to sleep with all the women in the bed with you.
That's true.
There'd be so many of them, there wouldn't be room for the antlers and the claw. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the next move, bottom
no,
half
they'd sleep
of my
on
body,
the floor.
Bottom half of my body removed, replaced with the bottom of a spider.
Oh, like Wild Wild West.
Yeah, but that's a big steam thing. I mean, like just.
Oh, you wouldn't want it to be as. Steampunk. You don't want
like
it to be
a centaur,
like,
but spider legs.
Oh, you'd want it to be more like like fuzzy, like
but
a tarantula.
See that one? That one's for the fellas.
That one's for the fellas because we all love the movie Wild Wild West.
Because right. Women are always like, yeah, a guy with antlers and lobster claw. That's cool, but the spider leg guys, yeah. I can't with them.
Yeah, they're toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it would be a toxic trait.
Yeah, you could sting.
Now, Adam, I don't want to get too far away from it
before
following up. How was the peach milkshake?
It was really good. Let me tell you something, Stephen. It's got chunks of real peach in it.
Really?
Delicious. And you know what? Chick-fil-A still, they never skip a beat. They still finish it off with the classic whipped cream and the maraschino cherry.
Did you, can we talk about Super Speciosa for a second?
I think we can.
And can you pull that up, talk
Steven,
about Super Speciosa? I'm going to piss again.
I have to do the same, but no.
Again, we'll
later.
We'll daisy chain it.
Actually, I think Steven is the perfect person to talk about Super Speciosa with. Steven, do you know what there's an item? It comes from Southeast Asia,
mm-hmm.
and it is naturally engineered by nature, made by nature and perfected by Super Speciosa. Okay? And this product is called Pure Kratom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know about this product?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Have you... Do you have any experience with this product?
I've never done it, but I've heard about it.
What are you talking about? One time you gave me Kratom after a night of getting fucked up.
No.
And I threw a black.
I have had a friend do it before. I've heard of somebody
doing
it. I threw
a black.
And he got so sick.
My throat was black.
He got so sick.
It was disgusting.
He had to walk home from the city to like South Brooklyn. Because he couldn't get
on
the train.
Was it Hunter?
No.
He always throws up on the street.
No, but keep reading. I don't think that's a good sell for your... You know, we got to thank them for giving you money.
No, Steven, they like it when we talk about our experiences with these products.
Oh, well, in that case. So you threw up and it was black.
Yeah. But it wasn't Super Speciosa, and that's why I threw up. Because it probably wasn't lab tested. It probably wasn't the safety... whatever.
My recommendation.
The policies
for the
Super Speciosa Corporation were not at play. And therefore, that's why I threw it black. Because here's the thing. Why is it super? Because they do things right. Okay? Since 2016, they've been perfecting certifiably reliable ways to bring you Kratom as it was intended. Mm-hmm. Unaltered, untouched, uncompromised. Mm-hmm. They have green Mayong Da Kratom powder.
He gives you the hard ones, doesn't he?
They have red Mayong Da Kratom powder, which is more of an afternoon body and mind. Green Mayong, more of an all-day energy. They're marketing it as an energy product. Does that make sense to you, Steve?
I would highly recommend not doing too much of that. Just a little dabble, do you?
No, he's a... Steven, have you ever done white Mayong Da Kratom capsules?
No, I really don't know what that is.
It's more of a morning energy, they say. They have signature reserve Kratom powder. Do you know what that is?
What would happen if I took...
That is nature's power-up, according mm-hmm. to Super Speciosa. And that's all day energy.
I just realized they haven't paid us in probably a year.
So why are we doing this?
He just likes making you list those names.
I haven't invoiced them. I completely forgot about it.
Well, we gotta get our money, baby.
They probably owe us $100 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we're going to be rich.
We're going to be rich, dude.
Have you ever seen a guy?
At first, I was mad at you, and then I realized we're going to be rich.
Because they owe us interest.
Oh, my God.
Did you forget? Their company's probably out of business.
With interest?
Yeah.
We don't even have to do the podcast anymore.
Yeah, but we don't have to do the podcast anymore. A couple weeks, we're going to have the Adam Freeland show.
There's going to be no more podcast.
Ideally.
And podcast, we're referring to just the audio.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll release the audio of the talk show.
Right.
But...
why just do audio?
What's that?
Why just do audio?
We want to encourage people to move.
Yeah,
to
you want to just you want to
okay,
move.
Okay,
podcasting is dead. It's a dead art form.
We started it and we're killing it.
Yeah, okay? I want to sit here.
No one podcasted before.
I
want to
sit here in this chair, and we have Sandra Bernhardt sitting where you are.
She got mad at me on Twitter once.
And Adam says, "So Sandra, tell us about your pussy."
Yeah, tell us about your pussy.
And then the hard zoom in Sandra's face as close as you can.
She's disgusted by me.
It's just the expression. You know, she's like, "What does that mean?" We're like, "Your vagina."
Tell us about it.
What is that? What do you mean? What does it mean?
What does that mean?
You fucking
we know what
bitch.
That means.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are bullying me.
Prepare for me to respond to a fake answer. That
yeah,
you
and that's why I got this guy here, yeah. Nick. He's the enforcer.
Yeah,
yeah. What's that music?
The wedding shop is having a champagne party. I saw them. They're going. I might go. I'm gonna pop over there.
You want to go?
That sounds fun.
You want to go to the wedding dress party?
That sounds fun.
This does sound kind of nice.
Yeah.
I am feeling better than I was after my nap. Anyway, guys, as Kratom gains popularity, more vendors are providing Kratom products of varying quality. Mm-hmm. Find out about good manufacturing practices and all the importance of quality standards at their website. That's what you can do. So you can shop by category.
They have category. That's the kind of stuff we need to button up the ship. We need to batten down the hatches on those kind of slips.
It's called category because it's kratom categories.
We got.
You're pretending you did that on purpose.
Yeah, we got Adam signed up for elocution lessons.
Yeah, I'm going to the same guy that
they got. Next time you see this guy, he's going to have a British accent.
I'm going to go to the same guy they got for The King's Speech. You remember that movie?
The King's Peach. That's what they call Joseph Walls. The bigger they are, the Joseph they balls.
It's a Joshua.
You really crushed it with that story. That was the best story I've ever heard.
It was Joshua Balls.
The peach milkshake story.
I had to get one of those peach milkshakes. They're fantastic. Okay, guys. You can shop by category, okay? They got capsules. They got powders. They got tablets. They got tea bags. They got trusted quality, and they have a certification from some sort of kratom organization. Where Steven, you sit on the board of that organization.
That's not true.
Yes, chairman of the board, Karatop.
They call him the chairman of the board.
And the other guy we mentioned earlier.
They subject their products to the strictest quality control standards in the industry. Every batch is thoroughly inspected and lab tested for impurities and containment. So you're not going to throw up black like I did that one time in Steven's bathroom. Free shipping. You get perked up on the plants, guys. You're going to fucking love it. It's going to be great for you. You go to this website. You get, 20% off? You get some sort of discount off your...
Discount. You get a nice discount off your ardor.
You get a nice discount off your ardor at superspeciosa.com. You put in promo code cometown 20, something like that. And don't be afraid to read their FAQs or probably, what is this, Kratom IQ? Let's see what this is about. This is the essential guide to understanding Kratom and the strains. Much like marijuana, the strains do different things for you. You know, you get a sativa, you get an indica. Some of these chill you out, some of these perk you up. So go check it out. That party, the wedding dress party, sounds fun.
Whatever happened to just, enjoying whatever, mood you're in? Why do you need the...
Why do we need these substances?
I don't understand.
Well, why are you getting all freaked up on
Guinness? Let me make this clear.
With a 65-year-old man with a woman's haircut.
Make this clear before we move on from this ad. Guinness. You absolutely need these substances. The idea of enjoying your own emotions is a thing of the past. You live in a hyper-mediated world.
Uh-huh. It's a brave new world.
The only way to navigate it is by consuming massive amounts of weird Southeast Asian drugs that brave men are bringing to market. So go to superspeciosa.com or superogx or getsuperleaf.com.
Superspeciosa.com. They actually got the URL that they should have gotten, I think, when we first started working.
So check that out. Get a little taste for
the fun times
of Cambodian. You're just eating Agent Orange, I'm pretty sure. Agent Orange, that would be a fun parody movie. You know what I mean? And he's like oh
what?
Oh, doctor, no, why would you do this to me? We are the same. And he's like, I'm sorry, Agent Orange.
What did I do to you?
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Agent Orange, but you work for the British government.
But I don't know how I got the job.
Well, why don't they should get a guy like that?
He's like James Bond, but he's orange.
Yeah. But I thought they were...
You thought what?
Different color.
What color do you think they were?
Skin color.
Good answer. Good end. That's the kind of shit we're going to say to Sandra Bernhardt when she starts getting a little racist.
Be like, what color do you think Asians are?
Mm-hmm. She'll be like, Sandra, you were in the film King of Comedy. Have you ever fucked an Asian man?
Yeah. She'll be like, I'm a lesbian.
I'd actually be curious to know the answer to that. Is she going to be the first guest on the video show?
Steven, stop giving all the surprises away.
Sorry.
I'm feeling...
You already told them that we have a beautiful set.
I think Adam got me sick 2 times in the last 3 days. God, I feel sick.
I'm terrified. You were sick before me, Nick.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No.
Why do we keep getting sick? Do we have black mold in the studio?
I know. I think you keep getting sick and then you get me sick.
Why? From what? I have an incredibly clean lifestyle. I pick my nose 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I would never.
You recently saw Avatar in IMAX.
I did.
How was that?
It's one of the greatest experiences you can have.
Really?
Just seeing the 3D IMAX Avatar? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. It's so fun.
What happens to all the glasses? That's what I want to know.
You put them in a big dumpster.
And then like where
big,
do they go?
I think they wash them.
They send them to Africa? Or?
No, I think they wash them, supposedly. Oh. Yeah.
What do they do? Send these to Africa? And they give it to the kids down there so they can better see the lions coming after them.
I think they do.
Yeah, I'm starting a charity where we get all the 3D glasses and we give them down there to Africa. And they put them on and, you don't have to worry about the lions as much.
It's like the Tom's Shoes. Because
you can see them better. Yeah, I'm the CEO of Tom's Shoes. My name's Joseph Balls.
Jeffrey. Joshua.
Yeah, my name's Jeffy Balls, and I've done come up with the Chick-fil-A peach milkshake and Tom's Shoes.
Operated by Jeffrey
I was wearing
Ball.
My socks around my apartment. I said, why the fuck can't I just go out like this? And then I did it, and I was like, you know, somebody was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm saving African kids from the fucking, from the dark nature is what I'm doing. And they're like, what's your name? I panicked, and I said, Tom.
Tom Ball.
Because I thought I was going to jail. And so that was the name of the shoes from that point was Tom's. And are you sending an email?
And now I make milkshakes.
No, I just found this guy. I just found this guy.
Mm. Let me see a picture of Joseph Balls. How did you get his name?
It's on the receipt.
It was on the receipt. Oh, let's see. He's a power player under 40. He's doing great, this guy.
When you first said it, I was like, there's no doubt in my mind this guy makes more money than me.
Oh, yeah, this guy's doing great. Yeah. Mrs. Balls.
Yeah, to own a Chick-fil-A in Manhattan, it probably costs $1 million just to get up and running.
Yeah.
Joshua Balls.
It's a great, they do a great job.
He's killing it.
They got a lot of people working there.
Yeah.
Old Josh Balls.
If you could start any business in the world, Stephen, what would it be?
I've thought about that before, and I have no interest in like doing that.
Yeah, but if you had to, gun to your head, you got to start a business. Restaurant.
Right. Yeah, it would be a restaurant. It would be a restaurant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It would be called Stevens.
Stevens, yeah. Stevens. Stevens Restaurant.
Steven apostrophe SSS.
Steven, and here at Stevens, a restaurant. Yeah.
Steven apostrophe SSS, and then psych. My name's actually Joseph Balls. There is no Steven. Surprised? It's all on the sign. Surprised? Well, if you want more surprises, why don't you come on in? Because instead of food, we're serving child pornography.
In the basement.
Yeah.
Dude, I just found this.
How did you know I had that idea?
Huh?
How did you know I wanted to do that?
I'm clairvoyant.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the same Josh Balls, but I found another Josh Balls on Instagram, and his handle is ShredTheNar247, because he loves extreme sports.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a pretty cool guy. I didn't realize this was such a common name.
What, Josh Balls?
Where did you come up? How'd you find that David Sperm?
David Sperm?
Oh, no, that's a name. Nick made him up.
Yeah.
It's a made up character.
He made up a name for a gay
guy. I'll do
guy.
That. I'll sit around and I'll just come up with business cards.
How long does it take you to come up with one of these? One like David Sperm?
I'm plagued by wake up and it's the first thought in my head. Yeah. Is it a real estate agent named David Sperm, and Sperm is spelled S-P-I-R-M.
Yeah. It's always
like, good afternoon. My name's David Sperm. I'm a partner here at Corcoran.
Yeah.
And I did $950,000 in sales last year.
That's not that much. That's like
I did nine commissions, sorry.
Commission is pretty good.
Yeah. Don't get hung up on the money, Adam.
Well, that's not even one apartment in New York City.
We got things.
But the prices of these places these days.
Yeah. We're now entering the real estate corner. That's how we like to close out the show. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of people in the finance world that secretly listen.
I learned that the hard way.
When we were at that bar.
Yeah.
That guy was, he said he's not caught up on the show.
Yeah, so he's not listening.
You can talk. You could talk.
We're not going to like say his name.
What happened?
Well, he was a real asshole.
Just anytime I go to any bar with Adam, guys buy us drinks.
Yeah.
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 Guys buy us drinks.
And
we went to a bar the other night, and a guy bought us drinks.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we met Shannon Doherty at a bar?
Me and you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Did that happen?
I don't think so, but I wish it did.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
it was a thing I was wishing that would happen.
Yeah. She's I'm sorry, is she still
Shannon Blower me.
There you go.
Is she still sexy?
Did she die?
She might have died.
Did she die? Shannon Doherty?
I think she had cancer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got cancer? What about Tori Spelling?
Let's talk about Tori instead.
Yeah. What if her name was Tori Balls? Ever think about that? And she owned the Chick-fil-A.
And Adam came in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Tori Spelling, her breasts were far apart.
These low-energy shows like this where nothing is hitting... Like, in a podcast format, it feels bad, but when this is like a, when we have this set done,
yes,
and this is just some weird, bizarre, we only upload the show. Some, if I could figure out a way, the YouTube settings where this show is only available in between 2:45 a.m. and 3:30 in the morning.
And you have it's live.
Yeah, exactly.
You can only watch it.
I'll upload
it's like
for
Red
those,
Eye.
Yeah, I'll upload it for those hours, and it's just, it's the three of us. We smoke cigarettes in here. We fucking.
It'll be like public access. It'll be nice.
Yeah, I. That's when this show hits its stride.
Steven, she's alive.
Oh, okay, good. That's very good to hear.
Who are you thinking of?
I was thinking. I think she was sick though. But anyways, Adam, you're on your phone more than you're on the show.
I just want to see if this bitch was alive, but it does look like she's not well.
No, I think she's just Irish.
This guy's been looking at his phone.
No, she looks good still, dude. She looks good.
You just said she looks sick.
The last picture, she looks sick.
Show the class, Adam. Let me see the picture.
She looks pretty.
Did you get the iPhone 14?
I got the 14 Plus, brother.
Yeah. What's that for? He said he's like, I'm getting the iPhone 14 in case we decide to shoot on location.
Yeah.
Those were his words.
So I'm always ready with 4K for the show.
In case we need to shoot on location, I'm getting the iPhone 14.
No, I said I got 1 terabyte hard drive, purple edition. No, I don't even have the purple one. No, maybe she does look like shit.
He put it down
now.
For 2 seconds.
Maybe she does look like shit now.
I'm not going to comment on that. I feel bad about what I said about Tori's breasts. I was trying to...
Oh, nobody heard that.
No one heard it.
Well, now we're
and into... everyone was thinking it, Steven. Yeah. And that's what people like about you.
I imagine she just has giant nipples. She's completely flat-chested, but the nipple comes out.
Yeah, the nipple is just her entire breast.
Yeah, it's like a big... It looks like a tuna can.
No, this wasn't a low energy show. This is a good show to, like, you know, you're working out at the gym. You put this on the headphones.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, a very sleepy late night show.
Yeah.
And then if we could, you know, like, we want to get the stars of New York municipal bureaucracy on here every episode.
We'd like borough presidents.
Get Mark Levine.
Yeah.
We get Mark Levine on here and we say Chinese New Year this year. What do you got planned?
Yeah. What's coming up?
Yeah. What do you think? How is Chinese New Year going to bounce back from Corona? Because this has got to be the year.
Yeah.
You've got to make it happen.
I've noticed that there's an intersection.
What
that's
the hell is going on with
dangerous.
The Javits Center?
What's going
it's
on?
It's sitting there vacant 90% of the time.
Yeah.
That could be used for homeless people. And speaking of homeless people, why don't we just kill them?
Mm-hmm.
Mark?
Everything's not good until that last part.
Mark, who's your least favorite homeless person in New York City?
Mark Levine. Kanye says Jews are bad. 15 seconds.
Am I Mark?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that
Time's
is.
Time's up.
Okay.
Tony Blankley, the Jews go to bad.
They're bad.
In this industry, we have to watch what we say. Mm-hmm. We have to, you know, be out there for...
No, that's not the truth. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
Why do you say that?
Because we've really gone there, okay? Mm-hmm. And that has only made us stronger.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Mark has to.
Oh, they don't call it an industry, though.
What is it?
They say in
public service.
In my service, yeah.
In my service.
Public service.
Yeah, they wouldn't call it like... The president wouldn't be like I'm in the president.
Presidential industry. No,
if we could
the political industry.
If we could turn
say that.
You don't say that?
No, I don't.
If we could turn the
show
Adam
business,
Friedland
baby.
Show,
that's
it's show business.
That's the industry, baby.
If we could turn the Adam Friedland show into an extremely boring 3 a.m. talk show about New York City municipal squabbles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a dream come true for me. Second only to Lobster Claw.
What about Steve's restaurant?
That's your dream.
I know, but I thought you were kind of into it, too.
I mean, I'll be an angel investor.
Of course.
With the child pornography.
Mm-hmm. How about a guy that sells himself as an angel investor, and then, you know, somebody like they comes and do the pitch, and they're like, yeah, it's like a B2B network site, and I put everything into it, and he's like, we're going to set you up. We're going to set you up, brother. You know, and he's like, okay, great. Can I have the money? He's like, money? No, I'm just going to pray for you, cousin.
I'm going to be an angel.
I was confused. I got on the wrong flight. I've been in San Francisco for 22 years. I don't have the money to get home to Detroit. So, and I heard angel investors, and so this bit is...
I saw that movie.
Why pray for people.
Why does he talk that way?
Because sometimes...
That's just the way he talks?
Yeah.
Sometimes, why is he talking that way?
Because he's a black guy.
Let's be honest. I'll be honest
with you. He's a black guy.
I had a stroke 15 years ago.
So,
and I came out black.
My parents are from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I sound like this.
My name is David Tran.
My name's David Sperm. I'm a Vietnamese man that had a stroke, and he talks like this. And I'm an angel investor in San Francisco.
Yeah, I was the first one to invest in Joshua Balls.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the owner of a Chick-fil-A franchise.
Beautiful callback. Smooth.
Adam,
pick your nose one more time before the show's over.
Mm-hmm. Don't put me on the spot.
And then what are we doing? Are we going to watch Officer and a Gentleman?
Yeah,
no?
That's a great movie.
Because I got no place else to go. You know that place?
Debbie Winger.
You ever see Primal Fear?
When I was younger.
What a shitty movie.
Yeah, but I like Richard Gere a lot. He's in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love Richard Gere.
Yeah, how about Richard Gere, but it's G-E-A-R? And he's a robot.
What if it's Richard Gere, but it's G-E-R-B-I-L?
That one does nothing for you, Steve.
It's just the way that Nick said it. It was funny.
And he's a robot.
You got to raise your eyes. You say the dumbest thing.
You got to say, raise your eyes. And then do a little stare.
You got to be proud of yourself.
You got to side eye a little bit like this. You got to go like this.
Steven, so leaving this, do you have more or less respect for what we do for a living?
Absolutely more.
Oh, okay.
This is so fun.
Yeah. You've done great. I think you've been great.
Yeah.
What do you mean this?
I'm ashamed the cameras aren't on because you look so sharp today.
Really?
Yeah, you've been giving yourself haircuts.
We'll have you back.
I always cut my own hair.
We'll have you back on when the video starts.
I would love that.
People got to get a better vision. They got to drink you in.
No, you'll be a big part of the show.
Look, like I said, technically we could get started next week, but I got to find a doctor that's going to do this fucking lobster claw thing. So I don't want to be on camera until that happens.
We need lights.
The lights can be done immediately. There's three different light shops within a couple blocks.
Yeah, it's great being in this.
You guys are right in the thick of it. You're right in the center of it all.
Yeah.
Right in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but really, I appreciate you guys having me on. I hope it went all right.
And you appreciate our sponsors.
Let's put it this way. Yeah. If this had been the episode that we did right after the old show ended,
yes,
I would just burn all the equipment. You know, I'd kill myself.
So you're saying it went...
For how bad the podcast element of this show has been?
Yes.
Unless we prepare stuff?
Mm-hmm.
This is right on par. This is about...
par is good in golf, no?
We also got here early today, and we're like, let's do the podcast early so it's not late and we're
low
energy.
I was so energetic when I first got here, and now I just really have to go to the bathroom.
Adam wanted to take a nap.
So. And Adam took a nap.
I haven't been feeling well.
Yeah, so he wanted to sleep, and then, you know. But, folks...
No, we don't have to make any more excuses.
I'm not making excuses, and I'm not apologizing.
They had a great time today.
A couple I wish I could have had back, but you know, you can't get that.
I had a great time today.
That's what I like
and
to hear.
And I'm not sick. And I didn't have dinner last night with an 85-year-old grandfather of my girlfriend.
You sound better now.
I was tired.
What's that movie where Sean Connery plays a dragon?
Dragonheart.
Dragonheart.
Never... Mickey Rourke, is he in that? No, that's a different heart.
Yeah. You're thinking of You're the Dragon.
Well, and I think he's in a heart movie, too. I've got a terrible memory,
Heart of the Penis with Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, my penis has a heart in it. I got this disease where my penis has a heart in it, so I'm fucking, I got to get a bunch of plastic surgery.
I got the most sensitive heart.
Yeah. penis, heart of the penis.
Heart of the penis. All right, folks.
Hope you had a good time today.
Yeah, thanks. Phoenix, Minneapolis.